In 2019, the World Health Organization commemorated the 40th anniversary of smallpox eradication. According to the New York Times, more than half of adults in the United States have been inoculated with at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. However, vaccination is still proceeding too slowly for herd immunity to be within reach anytime soon. Hello, I'm Dr. Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Instructor of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. Herd immunity occurs when a high percentage of the community is immune to a disease through vaccination and or prior illness. Even individuals not vaccinated, such as newborns and the immunocompromised, are offered some protection because the disease has little opportunity to spread within the community. The problem with relying on prior illness to provide COVID-19 immunity, according to the Mayo Clinic, is that first, it is not clear how long you are protected from getting sick again after recovering from COVID-19. Next, experts estimate that 70% of the U.S. population, more than 200 million people, would have to recover from COVID-19 to halt the pandemic. That number of infections could overwhelm the healthcare system as well as lead to millions more deaths. The aforementioned eradication of smallpox would not have been possible through any natural occurrence of herd immunity. Instead, it was only achieved successfully through vaccination. Thus, the threat of COVID-19 depends in part on how much of the nation becomes vaccinated. Protect yourself and others by getting immunized. Everyone age 16 and up is currently eligible for a vaccine in Missouri. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.